Little Kid Drunk Adult, introduce you to Jamisha calling us from Madison. Hi there, Jamisha.
Good morning.
Hi there. Jamisha's got brown hair, drives a 2016 Volkswagen Jetta. So not quite the 1999 Volkswagen Jetta that I had over 300,000 miles on.
Close. How
much? But Jamisha, how many miles do you have on yours?
90,000.
That's not too bad.
Well, that's not bad at all.
No, that's not too bad for 2016.
No, yeah, you're it's taking a manual, care of that.
And I don't like to drive it. I need something new.
Okay. I don't like to drive it. It's a manual. You know what? But
all of our car dealer friends want to reach out.
I'll tell you what, Jamisha. There is something about having the ability to drive a manual transmission that not a lot of people know how to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if anybody wants to steal my car, they don't know how to drive it, so it's whatever.
That's what I've told my daughters.
Yes, 1,000%.
I've literally told my daughters the same thing because they have a manual transmission too, and I'm like, you know what? Not saying that you don't need to lock your car, but if anybody breaks in and tries to steal it, there's no way they're going to know how to do it.
Right. I bought my first stick shift not knowing how to drive it at all.
I didn't know how to drive mine. I couldn't test drive it. I couldn't drive it home, and then I had to work 2 days later.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well, I gotta go.
I gotta figure this out.
Gotta figure this out now.
Yep.
I like that. I like that. All
that's
right.
That's fun stuff. Sometimes you just gotta throw yourself in the fire, right?
For sure.
Figure it out.
Yep.
All right. Jamisha works at a hospital and is married. All right, it is Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's gonna explain how it works.
You're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult? You got this?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it. First one.
I once got kicked out of a water park for throwing ice cream into the wave pool.
Oh, why are we throwing ice cream into the wave pool? You're wasting good ice cream.
Wasting good ice cream, yeah.
I'm going to say that's a drunk adult because I feel like if a little kid were to do that, they wouldn't try and kick them out.
Right, exactly. Yes, you would have a stern conversation with the parent, but you're not kicking the kid out. Yes, I think it's drunk adult too. Sure.
That's that good rationale there, Jamisha. All right, here we go. Which one?
I was a drunk adult.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, drunk adult. Well done. Yes, absolutely.
There I was, drinking strawberry daiquiris all day long in the beating sun. I don't even remember the name of the water park, but what I do remember is there was a guy in the wave pool staring at me, laying there in my bikini. So, after a few too many strawberry daiquiris, I thought it would be a good idea to throw ice cream from my spoon and catapult it at him in the water.
Oh, wow.
The lifeguard saw that and kicked me out.
Okay.
Let's take a picture. It'll last longer.
That's one way to get his attention.
All right.
All right, Jamisha.
Some good ice cream, though. Yep. Again, I'm really upset about the ice cream.
I can tell you're
I mean, I'm not wasting ice cream, but that's
exactly
a good story.
Right, exactly. All right, Jamisha, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one.
I accidentally kicked my grandma in the crotch.
Oh, poor grandma. Grandma was collateral damage.
She was. Poor grandma.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say a little kid.
All right.
I'm hoping a little kid.
Yeah, I'm hoping a little kid, too. I think it's a little worse if it's a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Plus, more painful for grandma.
All right. So you both say little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Little kid kicking grandma.
My grandma was big into karate, so she tried teaching me some moves one day. You know, she was showing me how to do a front kick. I really started getting into it, just get my reps in. And one day, I didn't realize grandma was walking right in front of me. Boom! I accidentally kicked her straight in the crotch.
Karate grandma got kicked.
Wow.
In the nether regions.
Wow.
I did not see. I did not have grandma doing the karate on my bingo card. I didn't.
No.
That's awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Jamisha, you're doing well. All right.
Well, last time I played this, I got every single one wrong.
Well, this
is... You are making up this vindication. This is your day.
This is your day. All right, Jamisha, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I tried blowing up my neighbor's kumquat tree with fireworks.
Okay. Like, on purpose?
Tried blowing up neighbor's kumquat tree with fireworks?
Oh, I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right.
Yeah, probably. Right? Probably.
All right. Both of you say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
0 out of 3 last time. 3 out of 3 this time. Well done.
It was the 4th of July, and my neighbor called my wife fat after a dispute about parking in our driveway.
Oh,
wow. So I decided to try and blow up one of his kumquat trees with some fireworks.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
That is a very nice husband.
Wait.
Take care of his wife.
That's right. That's right. He was defending her honor. No, we're not done.
Not done?
It did not work, and I got arrested.
Still taking care of the wife.
That's right. The wife better have taken care of him, too.
It's my knight in shining armor.
Wow. Oh, all right, Jamisha, congratulations. You're a winner, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
I'll bail you out, baby.
It's okay. I love you.
That's right. I'll bail you out. All right, Jamisha, I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Gosh, the best part of this entire game is none of that happened to us. None of it.
Yet. There could be kumquat trees that need to be blown up. You never know.
Yeah, I'm hoping my neighbors don't call me fat.
All right, if you are ever in a situation where you're like, you know what, this would be a great little kid drunk adult story. We want to hear it.
If you just say the little sentence and then be like, oh, yeah, that could go either way. So that's what you do. You send us a voice note of you saying that little sentence, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us, Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com.